Sometimes, at the end of a journey, it is good to look back at the path followed and to ask ourselves if there's not some lessons to be drawn.
On the return, we took the shorter Cimarron cutoff. I'd become seasoned to outdoor life, bronzed and strong, no longer the frail boy or pale-faced clerk in papered collar. Home again, my clothes were immediately thrown away and a much-needed bath taken.
It is my desire that these memoirs may help preserve the truth and warmth of an unforgettable period in American history. Stirring decades blazed across strange and wondrous lands of prairies, plains, and mountains. When I was 89, I made a pilgrimage into the land of yesteryear, traveling the Santa Fe Trail once more, hoping I might find there one golden moment spilled from the hand of time. At Fort Union, near where I had stood a little bride in velvet cape, I found crumbling walls and tottering chimneys, yet seemed to hear Colonel Carson's kindly voice. "Little Maid Marian, I promised your mother I'd take good care of you." With my feet, I sought and found the wheel ruts in the grass where the old wagons had gone creaking past.
I keep dreaming of a trail that leads onward across a boundless frontier with old paths beckoning as the wheels go rolling on.
A dream of ghost-like wagons sailing the open plains,
yet leaving real tracks still visible in the ground more than 100 years later.
The world, too, keeps rolling on, changing for everyone. Tomorrow will be different yet. Each road leads to other roads.